Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Another episode of Developer Advocate Stories. And with me, as usual, Amit. How are you, Amit?
Good. How are you?
Very good. And our guest, Alex. How are you, Alex?
Hi, guys. Thanks for inviting me. I'm great.
A pleasure. Alex is a great friend of ours, helping us in the Italy area, and really a great person that I was lucky to meet. Yeah, it's difficult in this time to find maybe a good person, and we had the luck. And Alex, please introduce yourself.
Sure, absolutely. I am a developer advocate with Amazon Web Services. I'm based out of Milan in Italy, and I come from an interesting background of software engineering, web development. I work in a startup. I love data science and anything related to web and data and AI. I like a lot of things, and I'm also a musician, by the way.
Oh, okay. We will talk about the musician later. Amit, for you.
Yes. I'm actually having a similar background, so it's pretty amazing. Okay. So maybe would lead us to the next question. What actually led you to this job of developer relation?
That's a fun one. So I was working as a full-time web developer in this startup, cloudacademy.com, maybe you heard of them. And so I started because I liked sharing and I liked writing articles and recording videos and speak and attending conferences. I started basically being a part-time cloud evangelist at some point, right? So I was spending half of my time writing code and half of my time, you know, creating materials and sharing knowledge and traveling around the world. So that's how I started, really. I just thought sharing knowledge and writing and publishing code and articles and webinars was fun. So I thought, well, maybe I could do it full-time. And about 2.5 years ago, I joined Amazon Web Services, so it's fun.
That is also a great company. So what you can share, Alex, about, you know, how looks your day to day, what you are expected to do, and a little bit of your, like I said, your day to day.
Sure. Well, it's changed quite a bit in the last 9 months, I have to say. But, you know, the main goals and the main tasks are pretty much the same as the last 2 years. So I try to help developers get to know everything there is to know about AWS. And as you know, there are more than 175 services. So it's a lot of learning new things and staying up to date with the latest announcements and features and updates. So I spend a lot of time there. I also like to spend time on social media. You know, maybe a customer has a problem and they tweet at me or they ask me a question on LinkedIn. You have no idea, some people ask me questions on Instagram too. So, you know, you have to be everywhere all the time. That's a fun part of it.
On TikTok, No,
I am not on TikTok yet, but, you know, maybe in the future, you never know. Yeah. So learning new things, helping customers on social media whenever they have a problem related to documentation or issues that I might bring back to the service teams. So, you know, trying to represent developers internally as well. That's a big part of the role. But also building things. I'm a builder, I'm a developer, I'm a software engineer. So I like to get my hands dirty and build demos or build, you know, proof of concepts or something simple, because of course I cannot build a full end-to-end product. I don't have time for that and it's not my focus as a developer advocate. But I really like to, you know, get things in practice. And also I believe when you are on stage and you're trying to share a story or to talk about a product, it really, really helps if you have built some hands-on experience using it. Yeah. But then there is a lot more. You know, you can write articles, you can record videos. Now I started a podcast in Italian. So if you speak Italian, check out the AWS podcast in Italian. And so this year, because everything is more online, I'm trying to focus more on the Italian community since I'm based here and I speak Italian. So I'm trying to do a lot of localization, articles, webinars, and a lot of activities with the Italian team.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. Can you tell us some interesting story from your background as a developer advocate, something that happened to you?
Oh man, it's hard to choose. I have traveled so many places and met so many people in the last 3 or 4 years. I think one of the most awesome places I've visited were places like Tokyo in Japan. I was also in Tel Aviv, Israel a couple of years ago, and South Africa in Johannesburg and Cape Town. But, you know, visiting places is fun, but what actually is exciting and gives you more satisfaction is meeting people and helping them. So for example, one interesting story I had from earlier this year. So I met some students that were studying in the Polytechnic of Milan last year, and I didn't know them back then. I was participating in this seminar, you know, we're talking about serverless technologies and AWS Lambda and a lot of, you know, other related service on AWS. And so I was explaining them how to build services, how the web has been evolving so far. And, you know, they were students from the last year of university. They didn't have any real experience in the IT world yet. But then about 6 months later, you know, all these situation came, you know, in February and March, and this team of two or three students, they created a website called filaindiana.it. It's a website for people to check whether there is a long queue, a long line in the grocery stores. And believe it or not, that was one of the major issues during the lockdown here in Italy, yeah, probably everywhere.
Yeah.
So these guys in 48 hours created a website with geolocation, geotagging, a lot of DynamoDB magic there. And in like another 3 days, they had something like 3 or 4 million users, wow, on the website that could use it, but they had zero cloud experience. They had almost zero development experience, you know, in a real world. They were students. And so that was exciting to me to see how just showing up for 45 minutes, talking about serverless and explaining to them about the cloud got them excited. And so as soon as they had an opportunity to put that into practice, that, you know, they could build something awesome that helped a lot of, you know, millions of people. So that was very a big satisfaction for me to kind of being able to help them and motivate them.
Yeah, it's really how you don't know sometimes how you can impact people and allow them to do great things. Okay, some maybe advice that you can give to, you know, people that want to be a developer advocate or, you know, or think about it.
Yeah, it's I think you don't become like a developer, you are a developer advocate. You must really enjoy sharing. So if you are a developer and you have experience and you have the instinct of, hey, I found something new, I should talk about it on Twitter, or I should write something about it in my personal blog or in my company. If you have that attitude, I think you are already 80% there, right? You then have to build experience, be comfortable on stage or on a virtual stage now, yeah, and maybe create the writing skills. So there are a lot of different ways you can invest on your future as a developer advocate, but really trying to find that passion to share and to help others, to me, was, you know, the key starting point, the game changer. Like I thought, okay, I can turn this into an actual full-time job that I really like. And that gives me, you know, satisfaction and the proud of, you know, the pride of being able to help others. But suggestions, I would say being able to write and explain things in very simple terms to newcomers, you know, because it's simple to explain something complex to someone who is very experienced. I think if we need to invest on something, invest on your communication skills, your writing skills, so you can really simplify a hard concept to someone who is new and that will greatly increase the impact that you can have as a developer advocate.
Okay, great tips. I only can say from my experience that helping others in the new time that we are, it's really help you building your branding, and it's really also important that to understand that when you help others, you also help yourself, and not just satisfactions, but also bringing your skills, your everything that is around you, your brand, like I said. So
To me, it's very common that there is something super complex that maybe I don't know much about, but it motivates me to learn it so that I can explain it to someone. Like the act of explaining it to someone will give me the motivation to learn about it and to dive deeper and to learn something new. So, you know, it's a nice cycle, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everything is a cycle in life. Okay. Alex, it was really a pleasure. Thank you for your time. And I believe that we will do other things in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.